Tracktown Canada gentleman who is going to be overseeing all this. Peter Ogilvie joins us. Peter, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, this is a pretty big deal. Like, how many Olympians or prospective Olympians are we going to see in Edmonton?
Oh, including alumni? That's a great question. I'm going to guess that, you know, the team will probably be close to about 60 strong, including Paralympians. There's probably another 20 to 30 in that category. And every 4 years, everybody comes out for the big party. So we'll probably have close to, even past Olympians, close to about 50 or 60 past Olympians in attendance too. And that's just in our sport. There'll be others coming out to watch. So it's going to be a fantastic event.
Oh, man, that is a great event. And so now, is this the first time Edmonton's ever hosted something like this?
To this specific Olympic trial,
yes.
You know, Edmonton has had a great, storied history of hosting major international and national championships. But believe it or not, this is the first Olympic trials that we've ever hosted.
So the Olympic trials are here. What events? Is it all track and field?
It is. With respect to all the main in-stadium competition, yes, it is. The marathon trials, the 10K trials, those that are featured outside of the arena per se, they have been selected or they're going through their final selection process right now. So there's the traditional track and field events per se that will be staged at Foote Field.
So we'll have the 1, the 2, the 4, the 800, the 1500 meters, and you're going to have long jump, high jump, discus, javelin, pole vault?
Absolutely. Yeah, pole vault, high jump, hammer. We also have the sprint hurdles, which are the 100-meter hurdles for women and the 110-meter hurdles for men, and then the distance hurdles, which include 40-meter hurdles for men and women in the steeplechase. So full slate of events. It's going to be a very exciting 4 days of competition. And for many of these athletes, it's all about performance on the day. And how's this for pressure? You spend, you know, for most of these athletes, thousands of hours training for the opportunity to go to the Olympic Games. Some of them have dedicated over 8 years of their life towards, you know, trying to get on this team. And it comes down to one race.
Ah.
So how's that for pressure? And Edmontonians will be able to see this live right in our very own backyard, as you mentioned.
And it starts on Thursday, July 7th, goes through until Sunday, July 10th. So for the Olympic trials, just for let's just go with the 100-meter. It's kind of the marquee race. So how many heats of 100 meters will they have?
Well, they'll have at least 3 to 4 qualifying heats, and that will phase into 2 semifinals.
Okay.
And each race has 8 participants in a race. The final has 8 in the lane. And just to give some background on, for example, the men, there are 5 guys that have the Olympic standard, and there's only 3 spots that get to go. So it really comes down to your performance on the day. And our main Canadian international headliner is Andre DeGrasse.
Yep.
Andre last year won the Pan Am Games in the 1 and the 2. He won a bronze medal in the 100 at the World Championships and helped the relay team win a bronze. And he was here last year, and he ran our first ever sub-10 performance at Foote Field. So he's clearly the favorite. But you know what? There's 8 lanes on a track. And everybody has their day. So it's all about who performs on that given day during that time. And talk about pressure. And everybody loves it.
Peter Ogilvie joins us from Tracktown Canada. He'll be hosting the Olympic time trials for all of the track and field events in Edmonton, July 7th through until the 10th. Peter, what's the easiest way for fans to get tickets?
Well, we would encourage everybody to come visit our website, tracktowncan.com, and there's a direct link to ticket purchasing there. And another obvious easy way to do is to come down to our office, which is just off at 87th Street near the Provincial Archives over in that area of town. So we direct everybody to online registration, and of course, people can show up on the day and buy their tickets at Foote Field.
Now, what's the capacity at Foote?
Well, whatever it is, we're going to blow it through the roof this year. I'll tell you that. I think people will be very excited to watch this competition. And to provide some background, Canada has never had an athletics team that is this young and this good. We won 8 major medals last year at the World Championship in Beijing. And going into this Olympic cycle, the expectations are high and the athletes are doing very, very well. Getting back to the question about foot field, we anticipate on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that in the neighborhood to 8 to 10,000 people will be there in and around the track. And we're hoping to see some crazy numbers of people wanting to come out and support these athletes as they're trying to make the Canadian team. And ultimately, these will be the people that will be cheering on while watching the Rio Olympics.
Well, now, what about a local flair, Peter? Any you know, Edmontonian surrounding area going to be at this who have real logistic shots in multiple different events?
You know what? There's a large number of Edmontonians that have a shot. I think the first one that really comes to mind is the golden girl for our athletics team. For so many years, she's been on the team. Angela White, she's a 100-meter hurdler. She's been to the Olympics in 2004. Her first major team was the World Championships here in Edmonton in 2001. Angela has always been a star performer, and she just missed a spot in the 2012 games by one placing. And I think, you know, based on last year and her performances this year, she's certainly a strong contender for making that team. Again, there are 5 girls that have the Olympic standard in that event, and it's who shows up on that day and who performs that gets that spot. There is a whole cast of outstanding Edmontonians, some vaulters that we have, and some distance runners. So it's just it's going to be a great event, and we're going to hear some new names coming out of this championship.
Peter Ogilvie joins us. Now, Peter, we had a lot of people texting in and wondering, is Donovan Bailey, of course, everybody remembers the gold medal in 1986. Do you expect Mr. Bailey to make an appearance?
That is a great question. I know that we have a couple Olympians from that specific relay program. I know Glenmurray Gilbert will be in attendance, so he was one of the gold medal relay team members. Bruni Thurn will be there as well. Those two I know will be in attendance. The rest of the people were kind of getting the RSVPs over the next couple of weeks.
So an event like this now, because that happens July 7th to 10th, and then you have another track event the following weekend in Edmonton. Tell me about that.
Well, you know what? We build up towards the Olympic trials where we try to crown this Canadian Olympic team. And actually on the Monday preceding the championships, we have the announcement ceremonies at City Hall. We're going to keep the majority of the Olympic team in town for that week in a training camp environment. And then on the Friday night, July the 15th, we have an Olympic preview. It's going to be very, very special. The best of our Canadian athletes will be competing against some of the best international athletes that we will bring in for the Tracktown Classic. So it's a last opportunity for our Canadian athletes to get a bit of a taste of the international scene.
Okay.
To basically show our hometown support and welcome them off towards Rio. But it allows them to kind of assess where they're at in their final phase of training and competition going into Rio. It's the last major meet in North America prior to the Olympic Games. So that's a big one where all the athletes want to come in and take part of. And that meet has an international reputation of being one of the best in the world. So we're very proud of that.
And that'll be all at Foote Field again. Does it start on the Thursday as well?
It's a one-day competition. It's a nice 2.5-hour format competition on Friday, the 15th of July. So it starts at 6 o'clock and finishes at 8:30.
Okay. Now, going back to the Olympic trials, which to me is just fascinating, that we're going to get to see so many Olympians up close and personal. I know that you know, this year's overall contingent for Canada at the Olympics you talked about, there's pressure in a good way that you know, they'll improve on what happened in 2012 and be even better. When you look at some sports over the years, like we've had success in the 100-meter before, of course, it's been a few years. Are there any Canadian athletes, Peter, that you look at and say, okay, you know, like I know we've won in hammer throw before and shot put in different events, but are there some up-and-coming Canadians in some track and field events or certain distances that you think not only are going to win here in Edmonton at the trials, but will go to the Olympics as somebody who's a legit medal contender?
Well, I think legitimately we have a shot of multiple medals at this game, and it really comes down to the final training and competition phases for these athletes. So they're under extreme pressure. And like I said, it's 4 years of your life or longer that you've dedicated towards making, making a team for the Olympic Games. So, in terms of predictions, it is really hard to say who's going to do well. But based on what we've seen so far, our multi-event athletes, our heptathlete Brianne Thiessen-Eaton from Saskatchewan and Damian Warner from back in Toronto, are certainly leading the way in performances this year. They've won some major competitions, and Brianne just came off a world indoor championship title in Portland. So, our multi-events are leading the way. Our sprinters, men and women, are extremely strong. We have some outstanding men's high jumpers, and our race walk program is just exceptional. So we have athletes in so many different disciplines, throws, jumps, on the track and off the track. It's so diverse, which is exciting. In years past, we might have had one event group that was really strong. Not so much anymore. Overall, the program is so deep and so solid and young. It's great to see.
Well, Peter, I appreciate it. I definitely want to get some of these athletes on leading up to this, so we'll be in touch. And I think this is a huge event for Canadians. Track and field, of course, is I still believe kind of the marquee event for a lot of people when they watch the Olympic Games in the summertime. The 100-meter dash always has been fastest man in the world, fastest woman in the world, something exciting. But, the 200 meters and the high jump pole vault's extremely exciting. And to watch it live in Edmonton is going to be a cool event. We'll definitely be down there from the 7th to the 10th of July. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.